the Indians organization, they did a great job of having, you know, everybody included. So all the big league guys would, you know, they would take care of us. David Justice, Kenny Lofton, Eddie Murray. I'm still close with a lot of those guys, and it's only because they took the time out to seek me out when I was young.
So who are the guys who you have felt most tightly connected to, where you are now the Dave Burba or, you know, the Ellis Burks in their life for this Yankee team?
I think me and Monty have a relationship like me and Andy had.
Nice.
Or have.
Yeah.
You know, where we can just talk about anything and kind of talk around baseball. You know, it always comes back to baseball, but it's always everything else.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I really love the way our relationship is. Yo, we back, man.
I'm so happy to be back.
I feel like
back.
It's been months.
It's been like 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's
long.
What happens when, you know, your ass is dealing with free agency and then Africa.
Yeah.
You went to Africa for 3 weeks.
I know. We got to get like a little app where we can record while I'm gone.
We might have to, man. I missed you.
Thanks.
So, you're back.
Man, we back. We're back, right? It's
well,
been a long time, I feel like.
There is something to that, because had you gone elsewhere, even though R2C2 would have continued.
Yeah, of course.
Right, which people
were... We would still be doing this.
We would still be doing this. But like, you know, I didn't want to go through customs to Toronto every time we wanted to record.
That would have been rough.
I know. So I have to thank Kyle Thousand, your agent, too, for making sure I didn't have to travel for recordings.
He did a great job, man.
He did, huh?
He did with limited places to go,
yeah.
Obviously. You know, so I was real happy that he was in my corner and got that deal done for sure.
CC obviously is back with the Yankees on a one-year deal. I went into the offseason thinking you were definitely coming back. And then I got a little worried because I didn't want you going anywhere.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's free agency. So you never know if a team's going to come blow you away with an offer. You never know if the Yankees want to go in a different direction. Because it's not like the NFL or NBA where you have an exit meeting. Like, season's over, you bounce. You don't talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. So you don't really get a sense of what's going on. So you never know. I mean, you just got to keep your options open. But for me this year, the last time I went to free agency, it was stressful for me. This time it wasn't, because I felt like I put myself in the best position possible. And whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? I just got to leave it up to God and let it go, I guess.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment, or was there a period of time throughout where you thought, you know what, it's better than 50-50 that I won't be back?
No, I mean, I always felt like I would be back. I just didn't know when it would happen. I mean, I was getting offers from other teams and getting calls, and, you know, other teams are interested, and that felt good.
Yeah.
You know, to hear, the other teams want you to come there and how you can fit in with this guys and all that stuff. So that was pretty cool. But, I always felt like I was coming back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is home now, and I played here the longest out of any place, and you know, obviously when we got Stanton, that made me a little more nervous, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, fuck, I need to get signed now. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, it's time to go. So, but I was excited about that.
Okay, so that's what I did want to ask you about the Stanton thing. So as you're going through this period and you're not, you know, you haven't signed yet, when you see that you guys sign or trade for Stanton, what is your initial reaction?
That's a Yankee move. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's what I signed up for. The last couple of years, you know, us trading off guys, all that type of shit, like, that's not what I came here to do. We came here to win championships. So it didn't surprise me. It just excited me. Like, yeah, let's go. So it made me feel like they got excited about what we did last year with all those young guys, and just made us a lot better. And that's what they do.
And when that happened, you kind of just answered this, but was it like, whoa. Not only do I have to be here now because, you know, we have him, but also I don't want to pitch against
him. So at the beginning of the offseason, I wasn't stressing a little that much, because we didn't have a manager. So I knew he had to figure all that stuff out. And he had just fired Girardi. They doing all these interviews. So I'm like, oh, cool. And then when they hire Booney, and then they traded for Stanton, I'm like, oh, okay, like, let's go.
Okay. now you're starting to feel the clock
bit. Now it's time to go. Like, I got this trip coming up. I'm like, I'm going to be back. It's going to be January. I want to be signed. So, Cash, you know, reached out, and it, you know, it was really, you know, not that long. It didn't take that long at all.
When you go through that, how much interaction do you personally have with Brian Cashman, or is it all done in this case through Kyle?
It's all done through Kyle, just to be professional.
Yeah.
You know, I know, you know, other guys. I mean, I have a real great relationship with Cash, but I just wanted to keep professional and kind of stay out of that.
Yeah. Did they mention to you the clubhouse leadership point as well? Because that was something, at least like narrative-wise, that
other
came
teams
up a lot.
Did.
They did.
You know, I mean, I don't think the Yankees needed to, I guess, because, you know, I'm here.
Right.
But other teams, that was a big selling point for me to go there. Oh, yeah, I think you'll be great with this guy, or, you know, you can do this for our team. So, like I said, I mean, I had a meeting with a couple of teams, and that felt good.
Yeah, but is it weird to you? Like, I've been in a position before where somebody's interested in me in a job, but it's not really something I want, right? Mm-hmm. And you take the meeting because it's
you
like
have to.
You have to take it. Exactly, you have to take it. But you also like
you're like fuck, that's not what exactly. I want.
Because like, so, there's nothing better than when you go into something you really want and you can like sell yourself because it's totally honest. And you're like, no, I'm who you need and this is why or whatever. I mean, they are selling you, but you're also selling yourself.
For sure.
Right? But when you go into that meeting where you're like, I'm going to listen, but...
No, I mean...
Was that uncomfortable for you at all?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. It wasn't uncomfortable. I mean, you start talking about baseball. You know, start talking about different things. And I met with a couple managers and, you know...
Are you going to tell us who, CC?
No, I'm not. But, it was a good process, so... It wasn't awkward because it's a baseball meeting, you know what I mean? So it's just not the teams that I wanted to be on.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That does make sense. It's like when you're starting the dating process and you know, there's one that's like very, you know, you're very interested and you're like, all right, I'll still go on these dates and have, you know, we'll have conversations, but like.
Well, this is all you. I don't know nothing
about that. Yeah, that's true. Exactly. I'm just bringing it back to my life, CeCe, trying to figure out a way to get in here. So, all right. So when you finally came together quickly, mm-hmm. once Cash kind of turned his attention to it, mm-hmm. when you do settle on your agreement, is it like total relief? Is there excitement? What's that feeling like?
It was excitement. It was relief. It was excitement. It was all that. But just because, I just feel like we got a great chance to win the World Series, and I want to be a part of that. So it was good to be wanted to be back, too. You know? So, you know, Cash told, you know, Kyle that they wanted me back and, you know, felt good about me having me back. So, you know, that, you know, felt good.
Yeah, well, especially because, I mean, you guys still have – you have a couple young pitchers coming. You already had four guys in the rotation. And at your age, they could have said, like, hey, you know what? We've had you for when we've had you. That's
1,000%.
Yeah.
I started thinking about that later.
Right?
You know what I mean? I'm like, damn.
You're a little worried.
You got Monty. You got Chef coming. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I want to be there for those guys. You know what I'm saying? I want to be there for Justin Sheffield and Jordan Montgomery and even Sonny. You know what I mean? Sonny got close the last couple months of the season. So
did you?
Yeah. I did not want to be with those guys. You know what I'm saying? I want to hang out and you know, help if I can and you know, be the teammate.
Well, and the reality is also, not to, you know, stroke you too hard here, CeCe, but you pitched incredibly well this year too. And so I think that's the other part of it. Like that's why
I wasn't so stressed because I felt like I did the best that I could. Like,
yeah.
I did everything I could to put myself in the best position as a free agent. So, I mean, what else could you stress about? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing for me to like, oh man, I could have did this in this game or if I would have did something different, it was nothing I could have done different. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So you can be able to sleep good at the end of the day when you do that.
Isn't it amazing, though, like a couple of years ago, as you were sort of making this transition into, one, you know, finding health again, and two, learning how to pitch with reduced velocity, it was like, who would have known confidently that at 37 years old, a couple of years later, at the end of your contract, you would have figured it out, found that like healthy place and found a way to be successful consistently with this new style. And here you are, where in the last two seasons, you've totally found it. Really started the end of the year before that.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah. But I mean, well, the end of 15, I think, is kind of when you start wearing the brace, right?
Yeah.
Like that was, and then 16, you had a really good year, and 17, you had a great year. But I can remember in 15 in like June being in Houston mm-hmm. and Pettit talking about how, like, hey, he's going to find it. But like at that time,
I think for me, it was just health. I mean, I wanted to make the transition and I was trying really hard. I was talking to Andy all the time. Speaking of, I got to call him. I was talking to him all the time about it and really throwing my cutter. And I just couldn't get consistently because I couldn't land on my knee. So I couldn't really fully commit to it. So at the end of the year, when I started wearing the brace, I just said, I mean, this is it. I'm a cutter sinker guy now. and this is how I'm gonna have to get guys out. So I kind of fully committed to it at the end of 15. You know, obviously had the rehab thing and kind of got reset and got my mind right. Came back 16 and just felt good about it. So, you know, hopefully I can just continue to keep going.
You're going to have another good year.
Hope so.
I feel it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're back because it was interesting. I had so many people tweet at me after you signed, like, yes, R2C2, like whatever. Like, and then they're like, so do you think CC thought about R2C2 at all in his negotiations? And I was like, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, hell good. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
See, so if you like the show, know
this is
that,
real.
Yeah, exactly.
We ain't doing this shit for fun.
No, and it's just the beginning, man. It's just the beginning. So I knew we'd keep it going no matter what, but obviously it makes it easier having it. And it makes me feel good that you were thinking about us you're going through that,
man. Yeah, man, it's a big part.
You know, it's fine. I'll let the audience in on one funny thing. So, like, I can't – you know how I've told the story of, like, when you were pitching the playoffs, like, I couldn't help myself texting you, like, and feeling like I got to – text you good luck. And then, like, as you're going through, I was like – as I was getting, like, a little worried, I was like, I hope he comes back. It makes too much sense, whatever, whatever. But I was like, I'm not going to get involved. And then remember, on the phone, I couldn't help myself saying one thing. I was like, you know, you could do this, whatever. And then I'm like, I'm totally overstepping my bounds. But I got into some specifics, and then I was like, that was kind of wrong. I mean, you were fine. But I'm thinking, like, you're probably on the other end, like, yo, doesn't this asshole know I know what I'm doing? Like, it's just because I care. That's it. That was the only reason. All right, so you're back. That's good. The Stanton news, obviously, it was an exciting thing. How about just, like, what this lineup looks like now, man? It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I'm excited for – I mean, obviously, I'm excited for to see Gary, Judge, and Stanton, right? But I'm excited for what Didi's going to be able to do. I'm excited to see Aaron Hicks getting some pitches. I'm excited to see Greg Berry for a full season in that little-ass park. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, man. I think our lineup top to bottom is just solid. We got speed. We got the power. I mean, it's youth. It's incredible, man. This is back to 09.
Can you imagine trying to pitch to this lineup right now?
Absolutely not. And that's why I wouldn't have went to Blue Jays. If I'm going to be in the East, I'm going to be on the best team.
Yeah, right. Exactly, man. I'm not coming to Yankee Stadium
and get my ass kicked.
You got to pitch against them 5 times a year? Like, hell no. All of a sudden, that ERA is through the roof. Right, exactly, man. I mean, and the thing is, like, Stanton's power, much like Judge's, like, it is not exclusive to left field. I mean,
it's the whole park.
Yeah.
He's going to hit balls in Yankee Stadium and right field. Like, come on, man.
That auxiliary scoreboard there, that's the sweet spot, mm-hmm. right? That if you can go the other
from
way there.
To the line.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I feel like he's going to flick balls out.
And I feel like Sanchez is only getting better, like, as a hitter. This guy's turning into Manny Ramirez, bro.
Right.
Like, where he's just hitting line drives all over the park.
Right.
I mean, on every pitch. Like, it's going to be fun to watch.
You know, and I'm glad you bring up Sanchez because, like, I've always said, like, if you told me who do I feel like is the best pure talented hitter, I'd say it's him.
But, like, heads above everybody.
Right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, when people have talked about since the Stanton acquisition, I feel like sometimes Gary gets actually lost in the shuffle.
That's
a little
great.
Bit, which is amazing.
Flying under the radar.
It?
This guy's the best, one of the best catchers in the league. Maybe, you know, top three.
Yeah.
And he's flying under the radar.
Is that... Do you think – I mean, obviously, Gary says he's an all-star in his first full season, and Yankee fans know and appreciate how excellent he is and the production he gives at that position. Do you think that's going to be something he has to contend with at all? That if, like, let's say Judge and Stanton are doing Bash Brother-type things, Gary kind of not getting jealous, so to speak, if the media – draws its attention to those two guys rather than
him. I think just naturally just the stature of those two guys.
They're, right.
I mean, that just is what it is. I think Gary, he's just so talented that, it'll show itself on the field. That they'll have to give him his recognition.
Right.
You know, the guy hit 33 home runs and missed a month of the season.
Which
you know what I'm saying?
At that position, catching, crazy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, first year, dealing with a pitching staff, making, like, he's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay. So, and he'll be fine with the if there's some. I mean, you're right. If he produces on the field, guess what? Eventually, you're just going to have to talk about him the way you know you would anybody else. But if in the beginning it's like, oh, Bash Brothers, and he's not included all the time, is he going to be okay emotionally?
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
I think he'll be fine. I think this is the type of clubhouse where we're all together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously, what we did last year kind of brought us closer together. close-knit team, close-knit group, and I don't think it'll bother us at all.
With Stanton coming in, that's a big personality. Or I mean, it's a big presence because he is an established star in this league. He's also a dude making a lot of money. He's going to be playing with guys who are, you know, coming up. They will get their payday, but they haven't yet. Is like, how do you make sure that dynamic is something that, you know, doesn't rock the boat from what you guys built?
Oh, I think he'll be fine. I think most of those guys will look up to him. Yeah. I think that, you know, obviously he works really hard and he's a great hitter, he's a great player, he's a great talent, and I think that it's only gone elevate the other guys to get to that status, to get to that level. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Seeing the way he puts in the work day after day to be this guy. Seeing the way he puts in the work
and just trying to get to where he's at.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for these young players.
That's something with this team, right? Like the competition amongst each other. And that's the thing,
that we're – this is a great team. This is a good team that's really young.
Yeah.
That, you know, still has a lot to prove.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more to come.
And where guys can get better.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, ascending players rather than a bunch of guys who have, you know, peaked and are on the way down.
Like 09, we were already there.
Right, exactly.
Like, this team is on its way up, and we're going to win. You know, this is going
to
be good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. How about Boone as manager? Now, he is someone you played with for 2 years in Cleveland. Yeah. And he was like instantly – I like the smiles coming out here with Boone. Yeah. Now, what's drawing those smiles and laughs? Sounds like there's some stories associated with that.
I'm so happy he's the manager. Man.
Are you? Yeah, because he glowed about you, man. Like, as soon as he was like, "Oh, I want CC back." As soon as people asked him about it, once he was named manager,
in his press conference,
oh my gosh, he was so complimentary of you.
That's my guy, man. He's a great dude. He's awesome. He's you know, he was bred for this. You know what I mean? He's a baseball guy, so I think he'll be great at this. I mean, he's a great communicator. He's young. He's fresh. He's hip. You know, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Have you gotten a chance to talk with him a little bit since he got the job?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
It's been good.
That's good. I mean, he obviously comes to it from broadcasting, and, you know, as a broadcaster,
When we played together, and some days when he didn't play, we'd be sitting on the bench, and he would be managing the game in his head or managing the game. Like, we'd be sitting there, he'd be managing the game. Or even, like, sometimes we'd be sitting there, and he would, like, commentate the game. Like, how he does on ESPN. Like, we'd sit on the bench, and he'd just go through the game. Like, it was so entertaining, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just he's good. I mean, he's been prepping for this for a long time.
You could tell then he has the mind for this.
Yes.
How about now, my interactions with him at ESPN? I didn't have as much as I would have liked, but every time I talked to him, I thought he seemed smart and really kind. Mm-hmm. Like, and I obviously,
oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he just seemed like a great guy.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we talked about, like, whatever the next manager is going to have. You were talking about how, hey, they're going to have to be a great communicator connecting with the young kids. He, to you, feels like a guy who can do that really well?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's going to be hard at all. I think that he wants to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, I don't think it's going to be hard. I mean, I think we got a great group of guys, and he's a great guy, and I think it's going to be easy. I'm excited for Josh Bard. I love Josh Bard. Me and him played together for a couple years, too. And I think he's going to be great for Sanchi. Just, you know, catching wise and behind the plate and calling games. I'm really excited to see those two work together.
I think Yankees fans are going to love hearing you say that because it's not like they necessarily have that insight yet to, you know, new members of the coaching staff. So that's cool that you're excited about Bardo.
Yeah, I'm excited about Bardo.
I know when Boone was talking about him, he's like, I think this, he just blew him away when he would have the, you know, coaches meetings as a broadcaster. He was like, just feels like Bard's a star in the making too. Mm-hmm. So get them both on the same staff is pretty good.
It's going to be fun.
And your boy Larry Rothschild is back as pitching coach. Harkey's back. I know as soon as I saw Harkey was back, I was like, well, now CeCe's got to come back. That's your breakfast buddy, man.
We were in Pebble Beach in December, early December, and he signed back, and I was like, yeah, this is, you know, hopefully, you know, I can get it done in the next couple of weeks, and we can roll.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see all this, you know, the way everything kind of, because the cool thing is you guys are taking a team that is ascending, that had this great year last year, that accelerated the kind of come up, but there's also some new freshness to this group that's like unique.
It would have been super hard to redo what we did last year, but getting Stanton, Hopefully, maybe Garrett Cole, maybe Machado.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm reading all the rumors now. I want everybody. Fuck it. Let's make an all-star team.
So did you read stuff?
I don't read
all?
Nothing. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't watch none of that shit. You know me. Like, I don't watch. No. I don't watch.
But now I'm
like, let's get everybody. Like, I want Garrett Cole. Like, I'm like, let's get Machado. Like, let's work this shit out.
You know what? Okay, this will transition me then. Since you mentioned Cole, this will transition me to one of the fan questions that we've had. And you know, we have some more, but this one I'll throw in here because it's relevant to what you're saying. M Zappa 23, first of all, and you know I don't like to skim over compliments, said, I'm so excited about R2C2 being back. So are we, M Zappa. We're back, man. That's it. All right. He says, how does CC feel about the concept of a six-man rotation?
Yeah, I love it. I'm old, man. Most rest as possible. If I can be fresh, I think it'd be good. I don't know how the younger guys would feel about that, like Sonny Gray and those guys that want the ball all the time. But for me, I mean, if you got six pitchers that can start in the big leagues, like, that's a good problem to have, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, you got to let him pitch. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
And the other part of that is, like, Severino threw a lot of innings last year, you know? Tanaka, we know, you know, he's been great with the elbow thing, but he still has that.
He was unbelievable in the playoffs.
He was unbelievable in the playoffs.
Unreal.
He was.
Fuck what he did during the season.
Yeah.
He was the guy during the playoffs.
And he had that mentality too, man.
That was fun to watch, man.
And I love that he didn't
opt
out.
I love that he just get fired up. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, that was awesome.
He was going behind the mound before a big pitch, like clenching
his
fist.
It was fun to watch.
It was, man. It was great. Well, you guys pitched great the whole playoffs. I mean, But
Massa turned into something different.
He did.
During the playoffs. Like, I've never seen him like that.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
Remember his first year, I remember Girardi talking about how he has that internal competitive edge where he wants to be an ace and he wants to, you know, kind of take things over. And so maybe what we were seeing was him finally having the stage to, like, tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the playoffs, it looked like he was like, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was so into it.
That was fun to watch.
It was really fun. So then the follow-up from M. Zappa about the six-man rotation, he said, with what you know.
How can you read that shit, bro? What is that?
Yeah. My hair. You know what's funny? Like, it's almost like it. So I literally, last night I Instagram storied in anticipation of this podcast taping, the notes that I have from the fan questions, and I did say something about my handwriting, and I'm like, part of me says it's good because only I can interpret it, and then part of me says anybody looking at this is going to be like, what is this scatterbrained three-year-old doing with a pen in his hand? Like, someone get that away from him so he doesn't hurt himself. Like,
I can't believe you can read that, bro. That's good. Bro,
I mean, I don't know if it's good. It's something. But so, the follow-up from M. Zappa is, with what you know of the young pitchers in the organization, do you feel like any of them are ready to take the next step or help out? I don't know how familiar you are.
Yeah, I am. Oh, I don't know. I mean, me and Jess is, you know, I've been trying to, you know, we've been close. So I think he's right there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chance Adams. I mean, he wins every award in the minor leagues every year. So he's got to be right there. I've yet to see him pitch. But, no, I mean, I'm excited for what Justice can do and you know, to see him this spring again. And honestly, that's the reason why I want to sign back. I want to see Monty. I want to see Justice. I want to see Chance Adams. I want to be around these guys.
Yeah.
And try to help out.
You like that role.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
cool.
being around these guys. And I remember what it meant to me, being around the Dave Burbers and Ellis Burks taking me to dinner, Manny Ramirez picking me up and things like that. So I want to try to be that for those guys.
So Manny remembered to pick you up when he
Manny,
said he was.
Manny thought I was Dominican for the first 2 years that we knew each other.
He's talking to you in Spanish. You're like, bro, like, I don't know what you're saying,
man.
That's
why I never spoke Spanish. I'm like, dude, I'm from California.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, all those guys, the Indians organization, they did a great job of having, you know, everybody included. So all the big league guys would, you know, they would take care of us. David Justice, Kenny Lofton, Eddie Murray. I'm still close with a lot of those guys, and it's only because they took the time out to seek me out when I was young.
So who are the guys who you have felt most tightly connected to, where you are now the Dave Burba or, you know, the Ellis Burks in their life for this Yankee team?
I think
team.
Me and Monty have a relationship like me and Andy had.
Nice.
Or have.
Yeah.
You know, where we can just talk about anything and kind of talk around baseball. You know, it always comes back to baseball, but it's always everything else.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I really love the way our relationship is.
So right now you guys are at second and third base. They're kind of open positions. There's still obviously some offseason left to be had. But
nobody signed. What's going on, man? Like the JD Martinez. Right? I mean, he had a historical second half. Like, what's going on? Like,
I know.
Osmer,
right?
Moustakas, is he signed? Like,
these are really good players.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck's going on? I know. Man? It's crazy.
It's weird, right? If you were them, would you be freaking out?
Freaking
at this
out.
Point? Yeah.
If I would have went on that trip and came back and not signed, I'd be freaking out today.
Yeah.
Like
whoa. I was thinking that your trip probably was made that much more enjoyable knowing that your stuff was taken care of.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like being able to go to South Africa, like to go on that trip, that Africa trip and safari and all that stuff, and knowing that everything was done and set. I got my MRI, everything. Like it was, that felt good.
Let's divert about that trip for a second. How amazing was that trip?
It was fun, man. Like I definitely want to go back. It was, safari was my favorite part, but it was education for the kids, Robben Island, you know, Nelson Mandela. It was great. Like we really enjoyed all 18 days of it. It was awesome.
What's the craziest animal you saw?
The bush babies.
What is a bush baby?
It's like a little squirrel, but the eyes are like this big. And they only come out at nighttime, so you got to put the spotlights on them, and they look crazy.
They look like they'll kill you.
They're scary. And being in safari at nighttime is scary as hell. You don't know what's out there. Like it's no and like our as a family, like we love animals, so we're always at the zoo and always at Busch Gardens, different safaris and things like that. So being out there was awesome for us, and you know, it being the wild. You know, we were in the wild. Like there's no fences, there's no nothing. Like there's no script. Like it was great. Like we all enjoyed it to the T. We had a great time.
Oh, all right, Corey Miller, who is one of the members of our... Wait, let me see that again. He pulled up a picture. He's one of the members of our staff on the show of the bush babies. Yo, this thing, it almost looks like...
And they only come out at nighttime.
So for anyone who has... Google it now if you're listening, but if you... Not if you're driving. Otherwise, okay. But for anyone who hasn't seen them before, it almost looks like the combination of like a... What would you say? Like a cat and a raccoon, but with crazy big eyes. Red eyes. Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy, man. Just the amount of animals that we saw. We saw everything except for the wild dogs. Like, we saw the leopards. We saw a lion roaring in the wild, which is like, I mean, that gave me goosebumps. Like,
that's
crazy.
From,
like, 15 feet away.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. Like, when you're on safari, you don't realize how close you get to these animals and, like, how you pull up. Like, I felt like I was in Nat Geo.
but what keeps them from attacking?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't fucking know what keeps them from attacking. And that's what, like, is scary but exciting. Like, the adventure, you don't know if they're going to fucking jump on you or not. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know if I like that kind of excitement.
I don't know. I don't know what keeps them from not attacking or even worried about the truck, you know?
Yeah, because you've told us before you get scared easily.
Yeah, easily.
So, I mean, no, who in the group, who in your family is the bravest one?
Carter.
Oh, yeah?
That dude's nuts, man. Like,
Carter's what, 8?
7.
7, okay.
Yeah, and I had to wait till he was old enough to take him on his trip.
Yeah.
Because he would have been out, like, running around. 2 years ago, he'd have hopped out of a truck, like, running around and shit. Like, so, I mean, I had to give him a little more control, a little bit, you know, so... It was good. It was perfect time for him.
Oh, I love it, man. The pictures were fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
And by the way, Carter loved The Last Jedi, right?
Yes, he did. They all loved it, by matter of fact. I told you, they rag on us so bad, me and Carter, for loving Star Wars, and they all wanted to go.
See?
And everybody loved it. And now everybody's got questions and what's this and that. I'm like, go watch them. We've been watching these movies in the offseason for the last 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Will you always rewatch them all?
Yeah. Every offseason, I always rewatch that and Harry Potter.
Yeah. Dude, me too. Those are my two things. I usually watch every... I don't necessarily do it in the offseason, but every year, I will always do... Like, I'll do... Now that we get a Star Wars movie every December, I will rewatch every single Star Wars, and then I will rewatch at some point... Harry Potter. Well, they always got those marathons on Freeform too. Do you ever watch
it? No,
I've
never seen
that. Oh, dude, like you know, it used to be called ABC Family.
Uh-huh.
Now it's Freeform. They had always. Do you remember when they were transitioning? They had these annoying commercials like Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family, like, now known as Freeform.
So they play Harry Potter.
Yeah, they'll do like a weekend where like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever, or just Saturday, Sunday. They'll play like all of them.
I need to catch that.
That's on. Yeah, it's great. What's your favorite Harry Potter?
Wow. Nobody's ever asked me that.
Well, that's what we're getting to know each other more and more, CeCe. That's what we do.
I honestly like the way it ended.
Yeah, I love the last one, too.
To be honest.
Hallows Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I can name them all.
I know. I'm trying to think. Wow.
I like them all. I really do.
I do like them all. But my favorite, I don't even know the name of it, is the one, it's the one where he's swimming, where he first gets to, where he first gets to Gryffindor and he has to do a challenge
the second.
It's kind of younger. I think it's the second or third one.
The second one the cup. They're going for the.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Is it this?
It's not
the second one. It's the third. No, it's the fourth one. Goblet of Fire.
Yes.
Goblet of Fire. Yes. Right? Yeah. Goblet of Fire. That's Corey Miller's favorite, too. That's right. Yeah. Goblet of Fire.
I just think, like, the graphics tasks? And the sci-fi and all that shit, they took it to the next level on that one.
That's great. Yeah. And that's where Voldemort comes back, too. I think my favorite is Half-Blood Prince, which is the sixth one.
Okay.
You know, that's where, if you've never seen them before,
who's Quick never seen out. Harry Potter?
I don't know. Who hasn't? But that, Carl. No, Carl hasn't
never seen
it. Seen
Harry Potter, bro?
I saw the first and second. That's it.
Well, you got to continue, man. That's the voice of Carl Scott. Carl, I usually call you like the executive producer of the podcast. Is that a fair title?
I'll take it.
Okay. And what do we call Corey Miller if we're going to continue referencing him?
Producer
of the podcast. All right, we got Carl Scott, the EP, and Corey Miller. You know, on Joe Rogan's podcast, he has a guy, Jamie, who like looks stuff up for him during the podcast. And Jamie gets his own mic. I'm just saying, guys. Like, that may be something you want to look into. But I love that. So we're going to at some point do a Last Jedi review episode because people want this from us. But just to give – we'll give them a little teaser now. Just a little teaser now. There are very, very mild spoilers on The Last Jedi. Very mild. Filled with spoilers Last Jedi full review is coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Okay. And I think we're going to try and do that with Amin Al-Hassan, who knows more about Star Wars than anybody I know. By the way, he told us – he told me he would try and get us to – because he has like some connect to Skywalker Ranch at some point.
Oh, really?
Which would be –
that'd be incredible.
Amazing. We'll have spoilers. Let's do a real quick spoiler-free, just like how much you loved it, liked it, whatever. Just a comment or two on
Last Jedi. I loved
it.
I mean, I love the way the last two brings everybody in. Like, everybody comes back.
Yes.
You know, and I love that. Like, you get to see everybody.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Without spoiling, I mean, it was dope. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
That's all you could say.
It was dope. It was a good one.
I thought it was fantastic.
I love Rey.
Yeah.
My girls love Rey.
I love Rey, too.
Man.
I want to marry Rey.
Are Rey and Flynn not together now because the other – I mean, what's going on?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay, we're going to have to drop in there are some spoilers in here. Here, I'm going to just record. Actually, there are a couple spoilers right before. I don't know. I think that they set up Rey for three different potential romances.
With Kyle, too.
Maybe, right?
I think that's where it's going.
Maybe. That's like that's an interesting potential couple.
It's weird,
those two. I know, man. The way they're connected in this movie is fantastic.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought it was terrific. I thought Rian Johnson, the director, knocked it out of the park. And I thought that's why the critic scores were so high and whatever. The way they developed Kylo's character, I thought was tremendous. I thought Adam Driver, honestly, I think he deserves Oscar buzz for his performance as Kylo Ren. He was terrific in that role. And I felt like so connected to him now, like, because he's like, there's so much depth to his character now. And Mark Hamill was terrific coming back as Luke, man.
Yeah, he was.
Like, I'm wondering, can this dude still act? He's been doing the voice of the Joker for a while. He was great. You know, he liked four of my tweets last week.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a big moment for me. I'll show you the screenshot. I'll show you the screenshot. Want me to ask you some of these fan questions?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, we have a few fan questions about the Yankees offseason and CeCe's free agency as well. John Boy, who is the dude who does those great mashup videos on Twitter. You've seen him before. He also, I think, did that one with the picture where all you guys are doing the thumbs down
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Well, he did the review?
Yeah, exactly.
And he told Judgy to close the fist.
Exactly.
We love that.
That was hilarious, right? So John Boy asks, do you guys need to move on from thumbs down now this year? And would finger guns be an option to go to? Who has the best finger guns on the team?
Nah, Guardy didn't like the finger guns.
He didn't?
No.
Okay.
So we had to get rid of finger guns. I think thumbs downs is played out. I mean, everything, when you just kind of, it kind of comes, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's organic?
It will be something else. I don't know what it is.
Do you have any options in mind?
No, I mean, it'll just come.
It'll develop.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
The thumbs down thing was just organic. Like, yeah. We just loved it, and it came, and it kind of took off, so... But, yeah, we got to move on. Like, that was last year, so it's something new.
That's 2017 Yankees RIP.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Justice 1923 says, I love the pod, which, you know, we are glad you do. And then he asks, what excites you most about the upcoming season? Were you shocked at first when you got Stanton, and have you talked to him?
I have not talked to him. I want to reach out to him soon. No, I mean, I was, like I said, I wasn't shocked. I just was like, this is the Yankees. You know what I mean? Like, we're back. So I'm excited to get a front row seat to watch these three. Honestly, our whole lineup, you know, I said that Didi, Birdie, but these three, I want to watch them up close, man. So I'm excited to get a chance to see this raw power.
You know, you're getting really good at this broadcasting thing. You managed to answer all of those questions, like, smoothly within one answer. That was like, I don't even know if you remember. I don't remember three questions in a row, man. Look at you, dude. Growing. CeCe calls me yesterday, too. He's like, yo, I got this going. We're going to have this guy on the pod, whatever. By the way, I didn't tell you this, but, like, when you called me, you ever, you know, sometimes those wooden doors that are on, like, I don't know what the hinge and is that the right word? I'm so bad with anything technical. That's embarrassing. But like I go to like open the door, but it's like not one that opens easily. It kind of like pushes back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like trying to answer the phone from you as I'm walking out of the bathroom, and I like push the door open sort of nonchalantly, and it came right back and went bam and smacked me. Like, I don't know. Can you see that cut above my right eyebrow? Like, bro, I was at brunch with a couple friends. All of a sudden, I'm like bleeding like crazy. Like, I was the dude at the table holding ice on my eye. Because also, like, I always think, like, oh, I got to be on camera on this day, whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got to worry about that type of shit.
Exactly,
yeah.
Man. It's part of the reason why, like, I don't play pickup basketball as much anymore. Because, like, I used to be that dude who.
But I mean, like, fans would be like, you know, if you got a black eye getting the elbow in the paint, like, fuck, that's part of the, like, you're broadcasting. Like, you know what I mean? You love the game. You want to play too.
But you know what? Fans would think that if they believed the story at face value, and said they would be like,
oh, he got punched in the face in the
bar.
Well,
right. Exactly. Like, what salacious thing happened in his life? That's what they would think. All right. That was the last dude. Anthony T. says, what was your biggest factor in the choice to re-sign with the Yankees?
It being home. I want to continue to have a relationship with the Yankees after I'm done, whether it's, you know, helping guys out, any kind of relationship. So I wanted to keep that open. I wanted to be here. And like I said, this is the longest place that I've ever played, you know, now. And I just feel comfortable.
This is the first time I've ever heard you talk about that. That's interesting. So do you think you'd want to be like special advisor? Or?
I don't know. I just know that I want to be around to help Monty and Chef and these young players. You
would
know
you
what
have
mean?
A coach?
Fuck no. Sorry, I'm not traveling after I'm done. Like, when I'm traveling, when I'm done, it's gonna be with my family to go somewhere fun for me.
Yeah, I
like
got
I'm
you.
Not going
I
back to Minnesota in the middle of July. No, thanks.
No.
But like, I would want to like pop in and help God come down to you know, go watch a game of Legends and you know what I'm saying? Like, do stuff like that. So I want to kind of transition to that, and I want this to be a part of it.
That's
makes
awesome.
Sense.
You know, that makes perfect sense, and that kind of answers. One of the questions that we have from a fan as well, Tom Harkis, who says he's a huge fan of the podcast. I will never skip over it. He says, how do you intend to maintain your involvement in baseball after retirement? You're clearly already a coach to the young guys.
That way. I mean, whether it's, you know, helping out with my agency, with Roc Nation, with those guys. I mean, I just want to – I mean, I've been through everything you can go through as an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, rehab, I mean, everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. There's nothing that I haven't done as a baseball player. So, good and bad. So, I think I have a lot to offer and can help guys out with.
That's good. Hey, man, we got a new logo.
I know.
You like it?
Sick.
So, there's this guy, graphics joker on Twitter. Joe is his name. I don't know how you pronounce his name. I think it's Maricic is the last name. I don't know why I got so into the accent there, but it's something along.
That was like your Giannis pronunciation right there, right?
You like got that? Into the shit. Yeah. Giannis Adetokounmpo, which is the Nigerian way to say his last name, or you can go how they say it in Greece, which is Antetokounmpo. Either one, he's blessed.
I said that just because I knew he was going to get into the
shit,
exactly. Right?
I love it, man. I love it. I do. I love it. So Joe, he used to, when I would host at ESPN Radio in New York, he used to always tweet at us and make different graphics and stuff for us. And, you know, he's become a friend, and he's super talented, and he came up with a dope-ass cartoon logo for us. Right?
Super dope.
I love it, man. So on iTunes right now, the people see a new logo for
us. And I have a beard,
You like
dope.
That, huh?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's a big part of me is my beard. Like, I have to cut that shit off during the season, so.
You push the envelope a little bit in the season. A little bit.
Don't bring that to attention, bro.
That's it. Hey, man, you don't got much time left anyway. It's all right. Like, I love the logo's great.
Yeah, it's dope.
And we should say, Joe has also made some other fun cartoon art that we haven't released yet, but that will be coming involving you and me.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. And we also want to remind you guys, like, you know, we've gotten incredible feedback on the pod, which we
have. Yeah, it's been awesome.
Isn't it great to see? Which you have people,
which
come
makes
up
it
to
fun
you?
For us. You know what I mean? Like, I love to do it, and you know, to have people listen, it makes it worth it.
It does, man. And so, if you guys are, you know, listening and enjoying it, you know, go on iTunes, subscribe to it, rate it, review it. Those things they
if
help.
If you
the
review
pod.
It, Ryan's gonna read it. So
yeah, exactly. Facts. So keep that going, because we appreciate the support, and you know, whatever, wherever you're listening, like, make sure you're reviewing, rating, subscribing, and we're gonna keep it going. We got a lot of fun things coming up.
Yes, sir.
CeCe, I'm so glad you're back, man. I didn't want you going anywhere.
Man, I'm so glad.
And I'm glad we're back.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry,
CeCe was looking at his phone. He got distracted.
No, I'm so
he
glad.
Actually is excited he's back. He was just distracted. That don't read into that pause.
Man, Lil C was texting me about some fucking workout, man.
Oh, see, this dude's huge now.
He's out of control.
He's a meathead.
With these workouts, bro.
He's a meathead now.
No, I'm so excited. I mean, this is a big part of me wanting to sign back, too. I mean, everything. You
That's
know,
good.
This New York, like, I came here, didn't know what was going to happen 10 years ago, scared to death, you know, not really knowing what my family was situation was going to be like, and you know, it's been great. We've loved it here in the area. You know, my kids love it in Jersey. We love it in the Bronx, playing in the Bronx, playing in New York. It's been nothing but great. So I didn't want to leave that, and you know, I want to leave out on parade next year. So be good.
Let's go get that parade, baby. Let's get sure. that parade.
PlayersTribune.com